Stephen Williams, he is one of the head honchos with the Edmonton Arts Council, and yesterday they announced their short list of 12 nominated artists for various Edmonton Arts Prizes. Dante, and welcome to Windspeaker Media and 89.3 The Raven, Stephen.
Thanks so much, Relic. It's great to be here.
I stumbled upon this list yesterday, and, you know, I am no stranger to the music side of things. I've been nominated in the past myself, but I noticed you guys got a few other categories in there. Now, has this always been together with the Edmonton Music Prize, or were they always separate and now you kind of have them together?
Yeah, that's exactly right. The prizes have existed in their own realities for quite a while. The Visual Arts Prize is probably the youngest of them, and it launched in 2013. The Film and Music Prizes were just before that, I believe, in 2011, 2012. And the Book Prize, the Robert Croach City of Edmonton Book Prize, has actually been around since like the late 80s. So it's the grandfather of all of these prizes. The difference this year is that we spent the last year more or less getting organized and putting them all together so that we can have a real event to recognize all of them at once and ensure that these artists get the recognition that they so richly deserve.
Now, it's looking like you got it narrowed down to three in each category, correct?
That's correct.
And what is the grand prize take home for each of these categories?
Well, we're very pleased this year that we've managed to increase the pot. So these 12 artists are going to share in $100,000 worth of prize money. Each of the first prize winners is going to receive $15,000, and the two runners-up in each category get $5,000 each.
Oh, that's a great change that you guys have made. So everybody gets to take home something for their hard work and dedication to Edmonton Arts, right?
Exactly right. And the point, of course, the money is there to financially invest in those artists so they can continue to experiment and create. You know, they're from this region. They invest in their time and efforts in the ecosystem here. But part of it is also the recognition and celebration of these artists so that we can recognize their work and bring them to light just through interviews just like this.
And curiosity, how many submissions do you guys get ballpark in some of these categories?
Well, it's also important to recognize that the Edmonton Arts Council coordinates this work, but the nominations and the assessments are being done by our partners in the community. For example, the Music Prize was being assessed by Alberta Music, which is the provincial arts service organization for music in Alberta. I understand from Alberta Music that there were something like 25 nominations for the Music Prize, and the other prizes got similarly high numbers of nominations. So there was potentially, you know, 60 or 70 nominations here for these prizes.
Nice. And you got it narrowed down to 12. When can we expect the final winners to be announced?
Right. We are having an event. It's going to be at the Fringe facility on May the 3rd. That's a Wednesday evening. And I hope all of those shortlisted artists will be able to be in attendance with the mayor and a bunch of our other partners so that we can have that presentation ceremony that night. And they will find out at the same time as everybody else that evening. It is open to the public. We'd love to get an idea of how many people are coming, so we've opened up an email, rsvp@edmontonarts.ca, where you could say, hey, I'm planning to come. But it is free. It's open to the public. We can probably accommodate a few hundred people in there. So, we'd love it to have a little bit of a celebratory atmosphere.
Great. Once again, speaking with Stephen Williams from the Edmonton Arts Council, talking about yesterday's list of 12 artists that have been nominated for Edmonton Arts Prizes. We can expect the winners to be announced May 3rd. Thank you for taking the time to give us a bit of info, and we can't wait to see the winners and the nominees on May 3rd, Stephen.
Fabulous, Relic. It was great to be here.